Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners of Ezra Hashem joining the share. Parshiyos Matos Masei Tovshin Peidalid Shabbos Mevarchim Chidesh Menachem Ov. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma that has a lumdus to it. And Bezra Hashem, we hope to be marchiv and bring some hashkafa as well into this sugya. It's the last Meshech Chochma, the first one at least we'll do, is in Parshas Matos. The last one in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. We're talking about B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikne Rav. They had a lot of cattle, and they asked for their nachala on the other side of the Yarden. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, and he said, "You're going to cause fear amongst your brothers, and the Meraglim already did this, and look what it caused." And they told him, "No, we're willing to cross into Eretz Yisrael, leave our families here, and we will not actually take our inheritance until Klal Yisrael conquers and divides Eretz Yisrael." And Moshe Rabbeinu made that condition with them, and he made a tnai kafel. A tnai kafel means a doubled condition. If you do this, you'll get the land. If you don't do it, you won't get the land. And here we learn a plethora of halachas about hilchos tnaim when one makes conditions. When do you have to have kitnai b'nei God u'b'nei Ruvain, it's called? When do you have to have the conditions doubled, like B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain? Maisa Kaidim L'Tanai, Tanai Kaidim L'Maisa, Hein Kaidim L'Lav. There's a lot of conditions that we learn from here in the Gemara. But the thing is that even though B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain are the ones who are dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu and this whole Shak Levitarya, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the pasuk says, "Va'iten la'Moshe livnei God u'livnei Ruvain ve'lachatzi shevet Menashe ben Yosef." Moshe Rabbeinu gave b'nei God b'nei Ruvain and half of the shevet of Menashe ben Yosef. Now the whole Shak Levitarya and the psukim before were with God and Ruvain, and all of a sudden chatzi shevet Menashe comes into the picture. Says Rav Meir Simcha, "Hine." When it came to the half of Shevet Menashe that were given their land in Eiver HaYarden, Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk does not say, made any specific condition that the giving of the land is dependent on them going over and fighting in Eretz Yisrael. So even though it doesn't say the Tanai, says Rav Meir Simcha, since Lamaisa it was given to all these 2.5 Shvatim together, and he made the condition with B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain, who accepted the condition, so Gam Chatzi Shevet Menashe Bechlal Hatnai. Shevet Menashe is also included in all the conditions that were made with B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain, since Vayiten LaMoshe L'B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain Chatzi Shevet Menashe, it was given all under the same pretenses. Therefore, whatever was obligating to B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain was Mechuyev as well to B'nei Menashe. V'aldaz Zeh Nosan Lahem, and this is why he gave them with this in mind. U'gedoyle Mizu Matzanu, says Rav Meir Simcha, "Meheicha teisi, you could do such a thing. B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain, he made tanaim with. Menashe ketayne, he didn't make any tanaim with me." No. G'dayl mezum atzonu b'perek ha'madir. We find something even bigger than this. In Perek ha'madir, in Masechta Ksubis, "B'kidesh achas al tanai, v'chonas hashniya stam, ikal amando amar d'al tanai hu kointza, Yuuyin Rashi Ksubis Tafayin Gibbon V'Beis Diver HaMachzchel B'Tos Shtei Noshim. Over there, the Gemara says, the way Rashi is understanding HaMachloikas HaMiroim there, that Kidesh, let's say, he was Mekadesh Leo Al Tanai. He was Mekadesh one woman with a certain condition. And a second woman, he married her, Stam, without making any conditions. And it comes out that she has, what were the conditions? The condition was of Anash Ein Aleh Nedarim, that she has no vows that are on her that she's obligated to keep. And he came, we find that the second woman who he did not speak out anything explicitly to had Nedarim. So Rav says, since he didn't make a specific condition with the second one, even though he already showed us that he doesn't want a woman with Nedarim by making the Tanai with the first one, Tzricha Hemeneget. Still, it's not a mistake, because maybe this lady he wasn't so enamored with. So if she has Nedarim on top of that, he doesn't want her. So he made a Tanai with her. This woman, Chaviva love, maybe it's more Chaviv, she's more Chaviv to him. And who knows, maybe even if she has Nedarim, he was happy to marry her, so it's not a Mekach Tois. And Shmuel says, no, cave in the gully, die to gully. Once he showed us that he doesn't want a woman with Nedarim by making the conditions with the first one, so when he's Mekadish the second one, we say, it's not a Kedushin, it's a mistake, because he has already shown us. So Rav Meir Simcha is telling us, G'day L'mizu. That's even greater. Over there it's two separate women and there's Svaras to say why one is different than the other. Kol Shekein over here, there's no reason in logic that Chatzi Sheva Menashet should be different than Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And on top of that, Vayitein Lohem, he gave it to them all together. If he gave it to them all together in the same handorai, as we would say, in the same negotiations that he had Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, he then went and gave to all three or two and a half Shvatim together. So whatever Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven negotiated, that tznaim that they had applies to Menashe as well. V'chei mefurish b'Yeshua Aleph shelekulam hayatnai. In Yeshua, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Yeshua, they're getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'lo Ruveni, v'lo Agodi, v'lo Chatzi Shevet HaMenashe, Omer Yeshua Leymar. Yeshua said to all three of them that there was a tnai, don't forget the tnai that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So you see, the tnai was binding on Chatzi Shevet Menashe as well. Fine. Says Rav Meir Simcha, V'yitachin tam sheinu kasuv atnai l'tzachetzi ha-menashi. Why is it that the Torah didn't write, or that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't explicitly speak out the Tanai with Chatzi Shevet HaMenashe, even though they were obligated in as well? So he says as follows, Mishum damar b'yishalmi de kedushin. The Gemara in the Yishalmi in Kedushin says as follows, Da'kol moidim, everybody agrees, meaning even Rabbi Meir, who says that when it comes to a Tanai, you have to do like the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, it has to be a Tanai Kafel. Tanai Kafel, as we said, means you say both sides of the Tanai. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do it, even though it's implied, you still have to speak it out. If you don't do it, this is what's going to happen. Says the Gemara, that even Rabbi Meir agrees, Bila'achar. In a case of La'achar, what's La'achar? A person goes over to a woman and says, you are married to me after it rains. The halacha is, im yardu geshamim mekudeshes. If it rains, she becomes married. Im lo yardu, ain't a mekudeshes. If not, it's not mekudeshes. Now, one second, you didn't make a tnai kafel. You should have said, if I'm marrying you after it rains, and if it doesn't rain, you're not married to me. According to Reb Meir, if you don't make both sides of the equation, we throw the tnai out, and whatever you wanted to do just works. So why over here does Reb Meir agree? You don't need mishpatei atnoim. You don't need all these intricacies of conditions of saying all the different sides. Uparich mivnei God of Bnei Reuven. And the Gemara and the Yishalmi over there ask, why is it different than Bnei God of Bnei Reuven? And the Gemara understands that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Im lo yavru es hayardein," if you're not going to go over the Yardain, so then you won't get the Yerushan Eretz in Chutz Laaretz to get an Eretz Yisrael. that the Gemara understands as kila'achar is like saying that you should be mekudeshes to me la'achar sheyardu agashamim. What is the difference? Why by b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein did we need the tnaim? And why by the rain do you not need it? To mishani shekein ha'isar it's lifneihem v'hein machzikim b'yideihem. Says the Yerushalmi, because they were already had the land in their possession, they were muchzokim b'yideihem, and now you want to say that if you don't do the following, we're going to take away the land from you. Lochein boy, tnai kafel. So that's why we needed a tnai kafel. Because it's not talking about something that's going to happen in the future. Here, get married to me after it rains, or I'll manas that it rains. That's nothing has happened yet. You're delaying an action taking effect, a kiddushin taking effect, till something happens. You don't need mishpatei atzmaim. Says the Yerushalmi, but over here, Klai Yisrael had conquered the land. Klai Yisrael had conquered the land. And including that conquering was B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. They were part of Klai Yisrael. So now you want to tell them, no, that if you don't go fight in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to take away the land from you, and you're not going to get it. Oh, that's something that needs mishpatei atzmaim. The Ramban Mechamas Hashem in the fourth parak of Beya also says the same thing, because that he also says that's the Pshat Yerushalmi, that his lashon is v'tiretz shani asim shayitzu lifneim ve'machzikim ba me'achshav lefichach kafa Moshe Rabbeinu atnoim, that if not they'll take the nachal miyodam. But when a person says beferish la'achar, that means you say nothing takes effect till later. So that, Rav Meir Simcha is bringing from this Yerushalmi, that the reason we needed the Tnai Kafel is because Klal Yisrael, B'nai Gadu, B'nai Reuven, as part of Klal Yisrael, it would seem, are already muchzuk in the land. Now you want to make all types of conditions. Could they keep it, or we take it away from them? Now you need a whole slew of halachas, of conditions. Hashem Kane, if you don't have it yet, and you're just saying it's going to happen later, then you don't need all of these conditions, you don't need all the halachas, you could make something chal without a tnai kafel. So here's the Ga'inus of Meir Simcha. V'lochein, b'nisinos alivnei God of Reuven, sha'aretz kvar nichbisha, the land was already conquered, v'unos alam aretz almanas kach, and he gave it to them as their nachala, meaning he'll let them keep it, based on the following conditions, boy mishpatei atznoim. That's why you need all of these conditions and all the halachas of tnai kafel. Abba b'chatzim menashe shebishas hanesiyo hanesino adayin lo nichbish haaretz. When he gave it to them, vayiten lohem in the pasuk, doesn't mean he actually gave them the land. It means he's going to give them the rights to the land. He didn't give Shevet Menashe the land. Why? Sha'achar zeholach yoru mocher v'kavshay. Because at the end of the parsha, a few psukim later, it says that he gave them the land, our pasuk. Vayivnu b'nei God went and built cities, and b'nei Reuven built cities, vayechu b'nei Mocher ben Menashe, and he went and he captured cities, v'yar ben Menashe holach, and he captured cities. So it says Rameir Simcha, the Hemshech HaPsukim shows us that b'nei Chatzishe ben Menashe did not yet have, Klal Yisrael didn't have, and they for sure didn't have it, their land, it didn't happen yet. So even though it says Vayitein lehem Moshe, means he's going to give them those rights. But it didn't happen yet, so he's telling them that when you're going to get it and capture it, you should know already then there's Tanayim built in. It's only based on what's going to happen in the future if you go into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. Then you don't need Mishpatei Atzmaim. You're not taking anything away from them. It's like you should be Mekudeshes La'achar it rains. You're going to get the land La'achar. You go and help in Eretz Yisrael. No one has it yet. So Leboy Mishpatei Atzanoim, Mashen Kim B'nei God and B'nei Reuven, Klal Yisrael and B'nei God Reuven had the land already, and now the question is, do we take it away from them and give them Nachla and Eretz Yisrael? For that, you need Mishpatei Atznoyim. So Meir Simcha is saying a Ga'inus here. It's not just the Pshat that they're included in it. The Pshat is that it wasn't necessary to make the Tznayim B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain with Chatzi Shevi Menashe. Even though it's true, they are included in the condition that they're only going to get the land if they follow the rules and go and help Israel conquer. But the Mishpatei Atznoyim, the Tanai Kafel, and all the details that were necessary wasn't necessary for Shevet Menashe because they didn't have it yet. V'yur Yerushalmi de Bikurim, the Yerushalmi de Bikurim says, the Chatzi Shevet Menashe shaloi not lume atzman, shaloi not lume atzman. Now this is an interesting Gemara. The Yerushalmi Bikurim says you don't bring Bikurim from Ever HaYardin. And there's a machlokes there in the Yerushalmi, why do you not bring Bikurim from Ever HaYardin? So one man, Amar, says that it says Asher Nasata Li, that you Hashem gave to me, V'loi Shenatalti Ma'atzmi. I didn't take it by myself. And when I got to Beiruvain, took it by themselves, was a Nachla that Hashem gave. Now, the Mishnah over there says, that was a brisa. The Mishnah says the reason is because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. So says the Gemara, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is Chatzi Shevet Menashe. If the reason is because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, Chatzi Shevet Menashe is also not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. If the reason is like Rabbi Yisak Lili Velashin Atalti Latzmi, says the Gemara, Menashe did not take it by themselves. They did not take it only B'nai Gadim, B'nai Reuven took it by themselves. And Menashe did not. And therefore you could bring Bikurim from Shevet Menashe. Dr. Meir Simcha, what do you mean? What's the difference between B'nai Gadim and Reuven? Pirush Shebetchilas HaKibush Nosan Hashem Elov. The difference is by B'nai Gadim and Reuven, the Rabbi Nishom gave it, they conquered, Gans Klai Yisrael conquered the land, it belongs to all of Klai Yisrael, and now B'nai Gadim and Reuven said, Rabbi Nishom, you gave it to all of Klai Yisrael, we want to take it as our Nachala, give up Nachala and Eretz Yisrael, everybody else will get more, and we'll take it here. No talti me'atzmi. Mashenken by B'nai Menashe, when they conquered the land, meaning when Hashem gave it to Klai Yisrael, when B'nai Menashe conquered it, they conquered it for themselves. Meaning, Hashem gave it to them originally. Pirush etchilas hakibush, nosan Hashem I love. When they conquered it, it was already theirs. Hashem gave it to them. Avo b'nei God, b'nei Reuven, b'shas hakibush olo kol Yisrael. And then they said, oh, we want it. That's called natalti latzmi. A gainus in Rameir Simcha, in saying the difference here, why is it not called natalti latzmi? Because, what do you mean, Menashe also? They went and they conquered it. No, but their conquering was with schus. Siyata d'shmei of Hashem. That means Hashem gave it directly to them, because at that point, it was miyuchad for them. Vayitein lehem Moshe. Mashen kem b'nei b'gad b'nei Reuven. It was all part of Klal Yisrael's. Now they want to take it for themselves. The same reason why b'nei God b'nei Reuven need the Tanai Kafel, the Mishpatei Atznoyim, because you want to take something that's already muchsuk and play around with it, that you need Mishpatei Atznoyim. V'lochein, b'dvarim omar, v'atzav eschem, l'chlol gam shevet chatzi ha-menashe. That's why in Devarim it says that I commanded you that you have to go over le'ever ha-yardein. Menashe is included with it, just like before Menashe was included when Yahushua said the same thing. Now, if we go to Parshas Maaseh, the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav, when we're talking about dividing up Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara goes through the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says this, the Chumash says, the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe's B'nai Yisrael, this is the land that you'll divide up for the 9.5 Shvatim. Because B'nai Reuven took, B'nai Gad took, V'chatzi Mate Menashe Lachu. And the Pasuk says again, Shnei Hamates V'chatzi Hamate Lachu Nachalosam Eivel Yarden Yerecho Keidma Mizracha. So if you looked in the Meshech Chochma on that Pasuk, Shnei Hamates V'chatzi Hamate, Frektim Eir Sivcha, Kvalus Kvelus Ha'inyan Zar. Why is it like repeated? It's doubled. You already said it. Kayitzarach loymar should have already said in the pasuk before in Perek Yudalit, in pasuk Yudalit, kilachu matev ne'ervun leveis havoisam, umatev ne'agod leveis havoisam, chatzim matev menashe, lachu nachlosam, me'ever liyardin kaid ma'mizracha. The next pasuk tells us where was it? Me'ever le'yarden. So why does it repeat itself and say shnei amatas v'chatzi amata? Obviously, that's what we're talking about. Put yudalid again, perek lamed dalid, pasuk yudalid and tezvav should be together. Zokter me'er simcha. Itachin b'pnei shalei kafal tznayim chatzi shevet menashe sheyavru chalutzim v'lo yechazu ad yaviyat yisraelim kaimam. Since he did not make a tznay kafal with b'nei God and b'nei Ruve, I'm sorry, with shevet menashe, that if they go over, then they will get their nachala after they go and fight with Klal Yisrael. Lochein Omar. So therefore, Moshe repeated, "Ki kulam ke'echon yichu nachalosam." They are all the same. V'leichatzi shevet menashe levadoi im lo yikaimu b'nei Gadu b'nei Ruven es hatnai. So here, Rav Meir Simcha saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is clarifying what happened in Parshas Matos. In Parshas Matos, I didn't make mishpatei atnoyim with them, and still I gave it to them. Rabbi Meir Simcha explained to us why he didn't specifically speak out the Mishpatei Atnoim. And Rabbi Meir Simcha told us in Parshas Devarim, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vatzav eschem, I commanded all of you." Where did he command all of you? So here in Parshas Maaseh, Rabbi Meir Simcha says, this is where he's saying it. Shnei hamatis uvechatzi hamata. You're all together as one, because in the pasuk before, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kilachu mate ibn Rabbeinu, umate ibn Agadu, chatzi meite menashe." Each one took. You might have said to yourself, "Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain took it under condition. If they go to Eretz Yisrael, they get it. If not, not." Sheva menashe, he didn't make any conditions with. I didn't see any conditions in Parshas Matos. So maybe even if they don't go, so Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain won't get in Eivra Yarden. Maybe Masha will get. So Moshe Rabbeinu repeats himself. Shnei Amata is v'chatzi Amata. They're all together as one. And I would venture to say, there's an esnachta here to put them as one. In the pasuk before, they're independent. Lachu Mate Bnei Ruvain, Mate Gadi. There's an esnachta. And then v'chatzi Mate Menashe. Because it's one law. They're not necessarily one unit. Here we said, Shnei Amata is v'chatzi Amata. Pause. One unit. They're all the same. They're all the same. Says Rav Meir Simcha, to tell you, if they don't go over, none of them get it, including Shevet Menashe. Over there, it's an extra pasuk later on in the parsha that the Gemara darshins that extra pasuk to tell us that it's one big unit. The three in Eretz Yisrael and the three in, they're talking about the Ari Miklat, the three in Chutz Laaretz are not, don't take effect till the three in Eretz Yisrael take effect. Why do we know that? Because the extra pasuk says, Tiyan Oshay Shaharim, it's one unit. And here also, it's coming to tell us that they're one unit. That yes, they all have the same deal. The Mishpatei Atnoim in Parshas Matos was not necessary for Shevet Menashe. This is the Lamdus from Meir Simcha, says very Gishmak. But I want to share with you in the next few moments the Halakha Netziv. The Netziv is also bothered. What's going on over here? The Chayra, there's a whole Shakla V'tayu of Negev, Neiruv, and also Menashe shows up in Vayitein Lahem. So Zok the Netziv, on this Pasuk, Vayitein Lahem Moshe, V'lachatzi Shevet Menashe, Heima Loi Bikshu. They didn't ask for land. Only Negev and Reuven asked for it. K'mevur B'Yishalmi Bikurim, that's our Yishalmi that says that when they got in Reuven not lumatzma means they asked for it. Avo Moshe bikesh mehem. Menashe didn't ask for land. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them. Kimevur atam b'sefer dvarim gimel tezayin. Let's just see before we go to that one in Dvarim. Let's just see what he says on the pasuk of Shnei Hamatos v'chatzi Hamata lochu. Zok to Netziv. Okay, Tziv says something different over there. He just says that the nine in Matos should not be upset. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven got a much bigger chelek in Eivra Yarden. You know why? Sheri lochu nachalosam, because they took their nachala in Eivra Yarden. Vein aroich lechelek Eretz Yisrael shem Eivra Yarden marava, and you can't compare the western side of the Yarden, meaning Eretz Yisrael proper, gam beruchnius, gam begashmius. not in Ruchnius and not in Gashmius. Over Avitzer of Nasan Tana Mitzchila Amru Dagan Yehuda V'Tevim Megalu U'Moitz Be'er Yardain. The Dagan in Yehuda, that's the best stuff. Galil, a little less, but they're both part of Eretz Yisrael. Moitz, that's Be'er Yardain, that's the worst stuff. V'Nichlal Bazeh HaMashal, this Mashal, Iker Chiyus HaGuf HaNefesh Gam Shneim. The Mashal is talking about grain, but it doesn't mean only physical food. It means Ruchnius as well. Yehuda, Yerushalayim. That's the highest point of Ruchnius. Galil, a little lower. But it's still Eretz Yisrael. You can't compare it to Eva Hayardin. But what does the Netziv say in Parshas Devarim? The Netziv in Parshas Devarim says, Adavar Naira. In the end of Parshas Devarim, the Netziv is bothered again by things seem to be a little bit out of order here. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I commanded you, this is the pasuk that the Meshech Chachma brought before, Vatzav Eschem Ba'isei Leimar. Commanded all of you. So now, Zok the Netziv. Earlier, a few psukim before, he says the Aretz Hazais we conquered, and I gave it to Reuven and Gad, and then the Yeser Hagilad I gave to Chatzi Shevet Menashe, and Yarb and Menashe took all of that, and again in Pasuk Tezayin V'Leruveni V'Lagadi Nasati V'Nagilad, he goes back to Reuven and Gad. So he starts with Reuven and Gad, stops and goes to Menashe, goes back to Reuven and Gad. So he says as follows. He says, "Ein ha-seder ha-sipur mechuvan." He says something out of order over here. Because in Pasuk Yud Beis, in Paragimel Pasuk Yud Beis, he starts with Reuven, and then he goes to Menashe, and goes back to Reuven and Gad. V'lav dover reku. He says, "L'chaira." If you're misbinin, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, gave half of Shevet Menashe much more proportionately than the Shnei Shvatim of Reuven and Gad. And v'gamlo hisnei mom t'nai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. Zok the Netziv, we don't find anywhere that the t'nai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. So he says as follows. There's a kavona pnimis here. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Reuven and Gad wanted to live in Eivra Yardin. And he saw Eivra Yardin koyach ha-tira ma'at. The koyach ha-tira is ma'akam v'shukasavti lel b'shem ovister abnosan. That's the ovister abnosan we just said. That Yehuda Gol and Eivra Yardin. Okay, nishtadel lehashtil b'kirbam g'dayli tira. So he saw the ruchnius of Eivra Yardin. He says, how's Reuven and Gad going to survive? So he says, you know what I have to do here? I have to bring tira to Reuven and Gad. I'm going to put G'dayli Torah Shiyar Iru Machshakei Ha'oretz Bar Koyach Shalahem. They should illuminate the land. Who are the G'dayli HaTorah Rashi HaYeshivas? Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. V'chein Hoya B'chol Dar. Now, in the Yomar Yavam it says, Mini Machir was also from Shevi Yehuda. Meaning, Yor Ben Menashe also was an Enikol of Yehuda. If you go from his mother's side. What's the point here? Hishtadl Moshe, Shizratu Hemel Oshevis Be'evar Yardin. Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Yor Ben Menashe, Mochir. These were G'dayli Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went to them and they said, I have a problem. Reuven and Gad are asking for Nachal and Eivar Yardin. It's a very dangerous thing, Ruchnius wise. I'm asking you, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, a favor. Could you please settle in Eivor HaYardin as well and bring Torah to Eivor HaYardin? Umishum Zahirba, Lahem Nachalosh and Isratzu. And he says, I'll give you a lot of land. I'll make it worth your wild. V'alchi Yisra B'Yerushalmi. And that's what the Yerushalmi says, that B'nei Godim Reuven, Natal Me'atzmon. But Shevet Menashe wasn't Natal Me'atzmon. It's different than Rav Meir Simcha said. They took because Moshe Rabbeinu asked them to take. And if Moshe Rabbeinu did it, it's because Rabbeinu Shalom wanted it. And that's the Seder here. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, I started giving Nachal b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. I couldn't finish until I spoke to Chatzi Shevet Menashe. And therefore I spoke to them and I gave them the land. And now that they were maskim, I could finish giving the chiluk to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. V'davar zeh ha'yadua l'cho Yisrael b'yisasha, everybody knew it. V'achar kach siper le'moinyin kamo yishtadu l'hashtel b'kirbom g'dayle Taira. And he tells them, this is what I did to make sure you have g'dayle Taira amongst you, that you should have the kayach ha'tayra to offset the lower ruchnius in Eivor HaYardin. Umizeh yilmadu l'dayra yis lishtadir l'adir b'makam tayra. You learn l'dayras to make a person should make an effort to live in a makam tayra. Dafka ki bazeh tolu chay Yisrael. Kalal Yisrael is tolu in tayra, in ruchnius. Like the Gemara in Ksuba says, just like it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, it's also to leave Bavel to go to Chutz La'aretz. Says Rashi, why? Lefishiesham yeshivais harmabitzas teira tamid. Kol zahere Moshe Rabbeinu ledoiris. Mashasa bizmanai. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He showed Klal Yisrael. So the way the Netziv is learning is that the Tanai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven did not apply to Menashe. It only applied to Reuven and Gad. Because L'chaira, what he means to say, if Reuven and Gad don't end up in Eivor HaYarden, Menashe doesn't end up there either. Right? Meir Simcha in Parshas Maaseh, we just learned, said, maybe Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, if they don't end up in Eivor HaYarden, maybe Menashe still does. No, Moshe Rabbeinu has to repeat it. Zokta Netziv Nein. It's not like that. Menashe didn't even want to be there. Menashe had to be convinced to be there. Al pi Hashem, Hashem said, you're going to save Klal Yisrael in Eivor HaYarden, and here's a lot of land, I'm throwing an incentive for you. If Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven don't keep their Tanaim, and they don't go there, Avada Menashe doesn't go there either. They didn't need Mishpatei HaTanaim, they didn't have Mishpatei HaTanaim. They didn't have a Tanai at all. Remeir Simcha had a whole lumdus, why it was Negeya. The Netziv is saying no. Menashe didn't want to be there. Menashe was only there as a favor to Klal Yisrael. They sacrificed. They sacrificed Nachlan Eretz Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael in Eivor HaYarden. Dover Neira Ad Ma'oid Zokta Netziv. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, that what he did Bizmanai is a limud l'dayrus for Klal Yisrael to understand the power of Torah, the power of yeshivas, the power of kolelim, the power of Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. To understand, Klal Yisrael needs its Torah. We live in a different world, Rabbi Isai. We live in a world that's global, that's all united, it's all one. We know the news from every place. There was never such a time in history. People in Europe barely knew what was going on in Israel. It took weeks for things to get there. People didn't know what was going on in their own country. Forget about it. And we know in a moment, we're all connected. It's all one. The yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas in America, the yeshivas throughout the whole world, we're all one. And it's our obligation, every one of us, to make sure there's a Kiyam HaTorah everywhere in the world, because the whole world is united today. It's so small, the world today. It's so small. The tzaras of the world, the simchas of the world, the Kiyam of the world. Klal Yisrael be'arba kanfis ha'aretz are so connected today. We have an achrayis one for the other to make sure that there's a kiyum of Torah in Klal Yisrael, because chas v'shalom without Torah, as we know, ki bazeh tali chay Yisrael. Kol tov everyone, dvarim ne'raim from Meir Simcha and from Netziv, very geshmak. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful Shabbos, and kol tov.